with their team playing away, the home of Crewe Alexandra was left shrouded in winter mist. As yet, there's no clarity here. The club is now starting an independent review to find out if they failed to protect the young footballers in their care. The man who started all this, former Crewe player Andy Woodward, is still going, still fighting.
A woman this morning who actually texted me and said that she was sat in a dark room watching telly and writing her suicide note. And while she's writing the suicide note, I was on and she said, "You stopped me killing myself."
The reports that a former director at Crewe says that there was a top-level meeting at the club about paedophile coach Barry Bennell in the late 1980s has left the players who have come forward stunned.
Firstly, I think back in the 80s and 90s, there was a serious issue that was there was networking that's now starting. I've not been able to say it before, but I knew they were communicating with each other and we were playing the rounds at those places. And there was lots of communication data between these individuals or football clubs, and that was apparent.
Bennell has been previously convicted over similar offences here and in America, but the list of allegations against him and other coaches is growing. Bennell isn't at home in Milton Keynes, but Thames Valley Police are now investigating a burglary there. At least four other forces are examining this new wave of abuse allegations.
I can't help but think that in the next few days and weeks we will see an increasing number of sportsmen and sportswomen coming forward and reporting non-recent sexual abuse.
Throughout his career, Brian Minot has fought hard to support male victims of abuse, including sportsmen. The failings of clubs and institutions are a familiar story.
If Crewe Alexandra have proven to have covered this up, then there should be a prosecution, and then a criminal prosecution, not a civil one, or some kind of punitive response by the FA, the points deduction. These are criminal offences. If you cover up a murder or any other crime, then you're held accountable by law. But it seems with child abuse, there's something else takes place.
Another of the boys at Crewe was Jason Dunford. He says he fought off the advances of Barry Bennell, and his colleagues that have stepped forward won't be the last.
There's lads there that have sat there and absolutely broken-hearted, but they've done it for a reason, and it's had a massive impact. And we need more of you to come forward. We need the lads, and you know you are out there, just have the courage. Sit down with people that you think you might upset, and this can't come out, and take that brave step of healing inside.
The fans of Crewe Alexandra saw their team lose 4-0 away to Colchester. Among the crowd, the long-serving chairman, who said last week that they were only just learning about the scale of the allegations.
A top legal figure will now establish who here knew what and when. If it is found that Crewe Alexandra did fail in their duty of care to young people, the consequences for this small Cheshire club will be enormous.
It is, though, just one part of a scandal, the like of which football has never seen before. Tom Parmenter, Sky News, Crewe.